Teresa Martuccio has worked with adults with cognitive and developmental disabilities for over a decade. For the last several years, she taught art at Community Living and Support Services, also known as CLASS, in Regent Square. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed caught up with Martuccio on her last day as a full-time teacher with the program and asked her what she likes about working with people with disabilities.
Everything. I love everything about it. Every day is different. Every day is fun. It's kind of like not working because you're just hanging out with people that you like to hang out with, and you're just helping everybody be the best that they can be.
Why do you think that artistic expression is important for adults with developmental disabilities?
I think it's really important because it gives people a chance to show. A lot of people are nonverbal or have a hard time maybe verbally expressing themselves, and this gives them a way to let people know who they are. Like, I can tell everybody's styles. Like, everyone has their own style and has their own way, and through the culture of having a disability, people do a lot of things for them. And so when they come into art, they really think they can't do a lot of things, or they're like, oh, I can't do that, or, you know, you hear a lot of I can'ts. And then, like, just being patient and encouraging, you know, I help them through the steps, and eventually my goal is to have them have confidence and be more independent. I want to see everybody creating as independently as they can. So, you know, this one woman, I remember when she first came into my art class, she was like, I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't do anything. And she would have me draw everything, and then she wanted me to tape things off so she could have clean lines. And then, you know, just like little pushes. And this is like a 9-year span. And now she is completely drawing everything independently. She's choosing her subjects. She's challenging herself. She's drawing and painting completely on her own. And she doesn't talk a lot, but you can really get an idea who she is, because she has she loves the tiniest little details of things, and she picks a lot of like beachy, watery pictures to paint.
What are you gonna miss most about being here?
Well, it's really like a family. Oh, I'm gonna cry. I haven't even thought about really leaving it until today. I don't know, I guess everything. I think that everybody here really cares about people, and it really does feel like a family. Every day you come in, it's like everyone's so, I mean, they can tell if you're having a bad day, and they'll give you hugs, they'll make you stuff. And I think that it's just so supportive and encouraging and inspiring. I mean, something that I loved about my art class was, you know, just really letting people be who they want to be. And they've all said that they feel really comfortable to do whatever they want to do. I've had declarations of love. People have announced crushes. People have told me, came out in my art class. People have come out and said that they want to be, they come up with drag names, and just creating this culture of letting people be whoever they want to be. And so, you know, I think it goes beyond the canvas to art, but just like human expression in general, and like helping foster that is really important. Because we all are so different, and, you know, we need to celebrate them.
90.5 WESA's Liz Reed spoke with Teresa Martuccio on her last day as an art teacher at CLASS, which provides programming and services for adults with cognitive and physical disabilities. You can see some of their artwork on our website, wesa.fm.